There are reports of more fighting today in Najaf and also reports of mortar attacks in Baghdad, fighting in Sadr City as well, a suburb in Baghdad. So let's go to Iraq now for the latest developments. Joining us from Baghdad is Rajiv Chandrasekaran, the Baghdad bureau chief for the Washington Post, and it's good to talk with you again.
Same here, Neil.
We're hearing reports first in Baghdad that I guess it's almost a daily event there of mortar rounds being fired inside the Green Zone, the collection of former Saddam palaces that's used where the U.S. occupation forces, where the U.S. occupation was run from. Today, apparently, some casualties.
That's right. You know, from my perch here at the Sheraton Hotel just across the Tigris River, I regularly hear the boom of mortars hitting the Green Zone and the occasional air raid sirens that accompany them. Usually those mortars just fall into abandoned lots or on already demolished buildings, generally not causing too much damage. But today, one of those mortars did hit a very high-profile target, the former Republican Palace building that was the headquarters of the Occupation Authority and now is a very large annex building to the U.S. Embassy. It's where Ambassador John Negroponte and hundreds of other Americans have their offices. A single mortar round hit the roof, pierced the roof, and wounded two Americans working for the embassy. But the embassy staff did manage to get back to work shortly thereafter, and officials there report to me that business is now going on as usual.
The major news of the day, though, certainly in to the south of Baghdad in Najaf. Yesterday, we were on with you talking about the letter, the communique from Muqtada al-Sadr to the interim National Assembly saying he accepted their terms for a ceasefire and lay down of the arms. Today, the prime minister issued a final ultimatum to the people in Najaf to lay down their weapons and come out and surrender. What's going on?
Well, both sides are engaged in a very high-stakes game of brinkmanship here. Yesterday, we had a very conciliatory sign from Sadr, but it remains to be seen whether this is actually what Sadr intends to do or not. Yesterday, as we'll recall, Sadr said that he would comply with this request to disband his militia and vacate the holy Imam Ali shrine in Najaf. Today, however, we've seen more violence. A mortar round apparently fired by his Mehdi Army militia hit a police station there, killing seven police officers, injuring more than 30 others. One of his aides said that Sadr had changed his orders to his followers now, telling them that they would not pursue negotiations and instead should prepare for either martyrdom or victory and prepare to defend the shrine. All of this coming as one of Prime Minister Iyad Alawi's top deputies went down to Najaf and warned earlier in the day that a battle might be starting very soon and that the government may be ready to invade. Now, later in the day, Alawi came out and issued this the statement saying that it would be a final call to Sadr to disband. But he said he wanted to hear directly from Sadr what his intentions were to clear up this mess. Does he intend to comply, or does he intend to mount a struggle and a fight against the military forces?
And that's a question that is added to the all the imponderables of that is the presence, the fact that all of this is happening in and around this shrine, which is, of course, sacred to Shias around the world.
That's right. And, you know, it's not like he's holed up in some abandoned building where they can just go invade, take it down, arrest, kill people. They're essentially, you know, holding the building hostage, if you will. And the U.S. forces and Iraqi forces have to tread very carefully there. Prime Minister Alawi has already said and committed that U.S. forces won't go in to the shrine itself. That leaves this very complicated task in the hands of a fairly ill-trained Iraqi army. And so they're going to have to, if they go forward with military action, they're going to have to mount a very complicated operation. There are, you know, hundreds, not thousands, of armed Sadr followers in and around the shrine. The geography is very complicated. A network of narrow alleys and warrens in this very old neighborhood. It's not going to be an easy thing. And any damage to the shrine could certainly have a significant blowback effect for Alawi, causing an awful lot of public anger, not just in Najaf, but all around the country. Alawi also hinted today at his press conference that foreign militants may be in the shrine and may be preparing to cause damage just to cause embarrassment to the government, although those reports could not be independently verified.
And, Rajiv, we're just seeing wire reports from the Associated Press. At least 10 explosions have shaken the old city of Najaf, the Iraqi holy city where supporters of cleric Muqtada al-Sadr have been holding out against U.S. and Iraqi forces. That the neighborhood in the immediate vicinity of the shrine you've been talking about. We'll stay tuned for more developments. Thanks very much.
Good to talk to you.
Rajiv Chandrasekaran is the Baghdad bureau chief of the Washington Post. He spoke to us from his office in the Iraqi capital. More on developments in Najaf later today on All Things Considered. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.